Welcome to Shenanigans at Shady Pines, a show where two 90s babies, who are a little too obsessed with the Golden Girls, sit down, episode by episode, to dissect the show. We'll answer the question, why is this show still a hit 40 years later?
Hi, I'm Jenna.
And I'm Caroline.
And this is Shenanigans at Shady Pines.
In this episode, we'll be discussing Season 1, Episode 19, Second Motherhood.
Woo! I always think this episode, whenever I hear this title, I always think it's when Rose gets custody of the pig.
Really?
I don't know why, but I always think that.
I've never thought that in my whole life. That's hilarious. Yeah. That's bringing up baby.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I never remember what the side plot of this episode was. And we talked about this last week. Like, I wonder, like, the rating depends on the second plot.
It does.
And
it does.
Once I remember what it was, I was so pumped.
I love this side plot.
Me too. I almost loved it more than the other one.
Oh, than the, like, main plot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually agree. I almost wish they flip-flopped it. But I see why they didn't, but...
It was kind of a bigger deal.
Yeah. I honestly, they were pretty split, like, almost evenly.
I thought so, too. And I loved both of the plots, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, and it was pretty close, so...
True.
I mean, it's nothing wrong with the big plot. I just love the second one that much.
Same.
So all right. You want to get into some adult education?
Sure.
Okay. The description of this episode is... A wealthy widower with two young children asks Blanche to marry him.
Da, da, da. I mean, they don't even, like, really mention that he's a widower.
I just thought that as I was reading it out loud. Like, does he talk about his wife ever?
I don't think he does. Like,
and it has to have been pretty recent because his children are so young.
Yeah. Because I feel like that almost takes, like, another, you know, turn... A deeper turn because...
Yeah.
Like, if his wife just left him. Like, from what I assume, because he's pretty old, I feel like he married a younger woman and had these kids with the younger woman, then she left him for his money. You know, kind of like a, what is that movie? When Harry Met Sally moment. Not When Harry Met Sally, sorry. You've Got Mail scenario.
You've Got Mail. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I so see that. But no, he's a widower, apparently.
Interesting.
I know. I just was thinking, as you were talking, like, there was so much, like, mention. They didn't really mention that. Mm-hmm. I honestly feel like if this episode was made later in the series, like, maybe season 4 at that point, they would have split it into two parts.
Maybe.
You know? And then we could have really gotten into it, but...
Yeah.
That's just my theory.
I still have a theory for later on in the series about what I wanted to happen at the end, but we'll get there later.
Oh my gosh. Later. Oh my gosh. Don't ever forget it because I'm going to be wondering about it
for years. I will
never
forget it. I will never forget it.
Like the end of the series?
Yes, how I really wanted the series to end.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to know. But,
I can't tell you.
We can't. This is season one. We can't talk about it now.
We cannot talk about it.
Okay, well, tell us who the guest stars were.
Okay. So the guest stars in this episode were Kevin McCarthy as Richard, Alan Blumenfield as Lou, Lou, as Dorothy calls him. She always looks at his name tag. I crack up every time.
Lou.
And then Terry Wills as the other plumber.
Yeah.
Yep.
I forget that they're two different plumbers, honestly.
I know. They honestly could have gotten away with doing... just one of the plumbers. I think that would have added, you know, something to it.
Yeah, right. He would have been like in and out and in and out.
Yeah. Yeah. But
I would have preferred the second plumber because, well, I'll tell you in a second. The air date was February 15th, 1986. So this is their post Valentine's Day episode.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
And what was going on February 15th, 1986?
So, on February 15th, 1986, not too much was going on. Apparently, the Beechcraft Starship was this fancy new airplane made its maiden flight that day. Whitney Houston's song, How I Will Know, was one of the top songs.
That's our second time mentioning her.
I know, I know. And Survivor by Burning Heart.
Yes.
I know, right? And then I did want to mention that this is just a few weeks after the Challenger explosion. So,
oh, it was.
Yeah, so this is still, that explosion is still pretty raw with people at this time. And I'm sure it was still on the news and, you know, all of that. So I did want to mention that. That was January 28th, 1986.
Oh, yeah, so that's very fresh.
I should have mentioned it in the last episode, but last two episodes, but I did not. So I did want to give it,
I mean,
its mention, because that was a huge, huge piece of history.
Yeah. And honestly, I feel like the news, like, 20 years ago, 20 plus years ago, like, lasted so much longer. Mm-hmm. Like, today, news is just constantly new. There's always something new, and we can't focus on something for more than a couple days at the very most if it's something huge.
Mm-hmm.
But the Challenger, I'm sure, was a huge deal for a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's part of my curriculum in sixth grade. Science.
Oh, wow.
I teach it. I don't know if it's actually part of our state curriculum, but I still teach it. I think it's pretty important. We actually take a trip of students. There is a really cool program. We call it the Challenger Mission. And it's funded by, I forget who it's funded by, but I think it's funded by one of the, it's funded by Krista McAuliffe's family or somebody having to do with her in education, because she was a teacher.
Right.
And the kids love it.
Oh, they that's get to neat.
Do their own mission to Mars. It's so fun.
I love space.
I know, so cool.
All right, so I found one fun fact on IMDb, and I the reason I said that if they had combined the two plumber parts into one, I hoped they stuck with the second one, because the second plumber is also, he also plays Mr. Haha, the clown. In a piece of cake.
I knew I recognized him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I read the fact before I watched the episode, and I think I may have found it out, like, not long ago. Not long ago at all. But he definitely has the same voice, and we love the piece of cake episode.
That, honestly, spoiler alert, that's, like, my favorite episode.
Oh my gosh. It's one of mine, but I wouldn't say it's my favorite. It's
literally my favorite.
The Mr. Haha part is my favorite scene in that episode.
So good. But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No. We'll talk about that in season two.
Yes. Is that season two?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. I've been watching a lot of season two lately.
Oh, you're spoiling it. Just kidding. You do, you do.
It's okay. I'll stop watching it once we get to season two. Well, I feel like I know season two pretty well at this point in my life.
Right.
Ugh. Well, do you want to get into On Golden Girls and we can talk about second motherhood?
Yes.
Okay. So this is another Blanche episode.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but the episode actually starts with the B plot. So Rose and Dorothy are walking out of the back part of the house. They're walking to the main area, and they're with Lou. Lou. Dorothy, like, pauses.
I don't know why that part cracks me up. I think it's funny because Lou actually looks down at his name tag, too. Like, it's like, what are you looking at?
What is she looking at? I just, like, I do appreciate when people, like, take the time to look at someone's name tag.
Yes.
It's just funny how Dorothy's just like, Lou.
It's so intentional, and I love that about B. Arthur. Like, it's just a little something, and it was so good. It added a lot.
I think B. Arthur, like, before we even get into the episode, like, B. Arthur in this episode is, like, a different kind of B. Arthur. Like,
yes.
she's not acting not like Dorothy, but she has this, like, fun energy.
She's sassy in this episode, and this is, like, my favorite Dorothy is when she's like this.
Mm-hmm. But she's also kind of in a good mood for a lot of it.
This is very true, and I feel like even though Sophia's making fun of her a lot in this episode, like, she just brushes it off. Like, it's not even, it's like, whatever,
no,
Sophia.
No, she's not sensitive about it at all.
Yeah, and I think that's when I like Dorothy the most.
Yeah, for sure. That's great. Yes. So they're quoted $3,000 for the vague repair of their bathroom.
Ooh.
We don't know what's wrong, but there is a new toilet that needs to happen.
I'm gonna be honest, I always thought it was like a the renovation and not a repair.
Me too, because, like, they just get a new toilet. But they said bathroom repair.
Yeah.
So it's, I agree, I thought that too.
But I love how they decide to just do it on their own. They're like, screw this, I'm just gonna do it on my own. Because, I mean, Rose seems to know, like, a whole bunch of terms and this she and does. That. And mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, do it on your own, ladies. Come on.
Yes.
And she slams the door in his face and is like, bye.
Bye, we don't need you.
Yeah, we can do this.
I will say, I didn't think the plumber was, like, too terrible.
No.
Until, because, I mean, I think it is smart when you're dealing with plumbing. Like, at this point, we don't know Rose mm-hmm. is, like, knows about plumbing.
Right.
And so he, you know, kind of advises them, like, hey, like, you shouldn't do plumbing, like, if you don't know anything about it. Which I think is, like, okay advice.
Right.
But he sounds a little condescending, so it's not great. But then he tells them the thing about, like, oh, you're going into your feminist phase a little late in life.
Yeah.
That's when I snapped.
Yes.
And, side note, they don't even mention that they would do it themselves at that point. Like,
that's true.
I don't understand why he said that.
Yeah.
But
for sure.
I agree. I was super pumped that they were going to do it. I probably wouldn't do plumbing stuff by myself because I don't know anything about plumbing,
no.
but Rose seems to, so.
Yeah, I mean, she knew a whole bunch of terms and this and that, so I mean, I feel like I'd be comfortable with that. But, like, for me personally,
yeah.
I would do, like, I've tried to build a few things, and Sam has taught me how to use power tools and stuff, and, like, I use our tractor and stuff, but plumbing, I don't feel comfortable with.
Yeah. I feel like your Sam could do plumbing.
Oh, he does plumbing.
He does plumbing. Yes. He's done my plumbing.
Oh, he has done your plumbing.
He has done.
What has he done of yours?
The kitchen sink.
Duh. Yes.
Yeah.
Hello.
Like the garbage disposal. Yeah.
Yeah, that thing.
So at least you know someone. Like, you wouldn't have to pay a plumber for most stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I love how they decide to do it themselves.
Yeah.
It's great. It's very motivating. So they're in the kitchen when they decide this, and they're, like, so excited and cute and enthusiastic. Like, I love it. Yeah. And Blanche comes in, and she's been dating somebody, and she's about to go on a date with this guy. His name's Richard. She can't decide on an outfit because he's rich and literally could take them anywhere, and they could do anything on the whole entire world, so she doesn't know what to wear.
There's an episode of some show that's like this. I remember. So
what is it?
One of the first episodes of Gossip Girl is like this. Like, it reminds me of the first episode of Gossip Girl when Serena
Yes.
getting ready to go on a date with Dan, and then she, like, knows that he's not, you know, well off, so she just kind of puts jeans, like, it's really cute outfit, but, like, jeans and a,
like, more casual.
Yeah, more casual. And then Dan shows up, like, wearing this fancy suit.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm gonna go put something on that's a little less comfortable. That's what this reminds me of. I don't know why.
Yes. What did you think of Blanche's outfit?
It seemed kind of old to me. Like, old for her age. To me,
it was
very flashy and cute. I love the purple. This was the purple color, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like a purple short sleeve sequiny with purple pants.
It seemed a little. It seemed to me like she was a little bit older, but I mean,
I would agree with that. But I still loved it.
Oh, still great.
Yeah,
still fun. I just thought it aged her, but
yeah, I get that. Fine. It did seem very comfortable.
It did. It did. It did. Yeah. I love how she never knows where she's going to end up. And then Sophia goes, even the paper boy knows where you'll end up.
I know. It's amazing. Yes. Sophia in this episode really is just there to make jokes.
She really is. She's not really in it too much at all. Except make jokes.
She's honestly just passing through most of the episode.
For sure.
I don't
Either
mind
using
it,
the restroom or cooking or just walking through the room. Yeah.
Yeah. Or chasing the plumber.
Yeah.
I think that's what she's best at, especially at this point.
Yeah, for sure. But I do want to, you know, give Blanche some props because she talks about how, you know, she's dating this wealthy man and she really, really likes him. She just tries to make a point of it, not to make a big deal about his money because she wants him to think she cares about him and not his money. And I just think that's really big of her.
I do too, especially Blanche.
Mm-hmm.
I like I how think this everybody is huge else
for Blanche. Yeah,
I know everybody else keeps talking about his money, and they're right. not harping on it.
No.
It kind of takes me back to when they were talking about Kate dating a doctor.
Yeah,
where how it's super important, but they mm-hmm. see it because they were really into the idea of him being rich. Right. But it's not out of hand.
Right.
It's not so bad.
Yeah.
But it's sweet how much she really, really, really likes him.
She really, really likes him.
So, we finally meet him.
Yes.
And she's on a private jet. Like, nice. He has a private jet, and they're going to, like, Atlanta or something for dinner.
Right.
And I love this part. It's just her fiddling around on the jet and, like, yes. messing with things and pressing remotes and things are opening, and it's just so funny. And side note, while she's doing this, the Glenn Miller song, you know, the only Glenn Miller song that exists on the show plays.
I wrote that down too. I was like, do they know any other romantic songs? It's always, and it starts right there too, because yep. that was on in the cruise episode with Ronnie. Yep. Or yep. was it Ronnie? Arnie. It was sorry.
Arnie. Ronnie, cute. Yeah. No, but I was like, oh, there it is. And then she turns it off and it's gone. Yep. And then Richard walks in and we see him. And she tells him it's a perfectly lovely jet.
Lovely.
Once again with the lovely. Did you think, okay, she goes on and on in the this last scene about how handsome he is. Did you think he was handsome?
Eh. There's been, but I mean, it's hard for me. These are old men, so it's hard for me yeah. to judge. But I feel like there have been more handsome men in this yeah, so far.
Agreed. Maybe she just likes him that much.
Maybe so.
Wow. Cool.
Or maybe we're just jerks.
Yeah, maybe we're just stupid. Probably. I love that my. I don't know. There's so many good parts in this episode, but one of my favorite parts where I was watching this with my Sam and I kept saying, here it comes, is the part where he starts, you know, talking very seriously and he's kind of facing like the camera and the audience and Blanche is behind him like yeah. messing it with the chair and she can't sit up. I laugh every time.
I don't know how she kept like quiet. Like I would have been like screaming or cracking up or I probably would have peed my pants, but I don't know how she kept her cool, especially when she sat back up and he gave her the champagne. Yes. I was like, wow, queen, like,
I know.
Moment.
I know. And Rue McClanahan is really good at, like, that kind of physical comedy.
Yes.
Like, she flies back and her legs, like, bounce up and she's just fiddling around and just so, like, not antsy, but just, like, she has so much energy and it's so funny. I love it.
So funny.
But it's a pretty simple date. I didn't realize, it's just a date. Nothing significant really happens on this date. Mm-mm. It's just them together, which we always want to have. You know how we always talk about how we want people to be on a date before so we can get to know them?
Yes.
I loved that.
I did too. I think it was good to see their chemistry.
Mm-hmm. I thought they had pretty good chemistry.
Yes.
So later, Rose is on the bathroom wall, like, she's fiddling and she's tapping on the pipes or something, and Dorothy's just in there, and Rose is like, oh, hey, Dorothy, like, what you doing up? And Dorothy says, do you know what's behind that wall? And the audience knows where this is going.
Yep.
And Rose is like, yeah, a lateral fusion pipe.
Oh my gosh.
And then Dorothy keeps her cool. Well, do you know what's behind that lateral fusion pipe? My hand! That was a classic Dorothy.
Yes. So good. So good. This is one of my favorite. This whole interaction between Dorothy and Rose is my favorite. I think it's so funny.
I feel like we don't. Maybe more in the beginning. I feel like we don't always get a lot of Rose and Dorothy together.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we do more than I think, but it's funny.
It is so funny.
It's so funny. But it's not long until Blanche comes home and she tells the girls, like, Richard's gonna take the next step. She's gonna meet his family. Woo!
Yep.
But I don't really have any other notes.
Yeah, I feel like this scene was pretty, like,
unnecessary.
Not pointless, but kind of pointless. Like, yeah. I literally just wrote about Dorothy and Rose.
Yeah, same. It's not super important. Yeah. But Blanche is really excited. She had a good time. Yeah, and I mean, it's nice to see, but I'm glad it was short.
Yeah.
But later, Dorothy and Rose are making progress in the bathroom. And I just had to say how cute they are when they're excited. Like, yes. This is, like, they're in the living room. They're so excited about how well they're doing. And this
you
is, like,
sure
the most...
You sure know your way around the snake.
Yes! This is, like, the most relatable homeowner thing I've ever seen. Where you're just, yes. like, so proud of yourself.
Yes.
And it's, like, a toilet. And Dorothy right. just is just, like, this is so sad. Like, we're so excited for a handsome new toilet to arrive.
Yes. I feel this so hard, especially now, like, I'm in a new house, and
yeah,
I just feel this so hard.
Yes, and you get excited about, like, curtain rods and things that no one, like,
yes,
it's just nothing compares to, like, it.
Like, today I literally put a hook in my shower to hang my razor, and it is the best thing ever, but it's like, oh my gosh, it was a $2 hook, like, chill
I know
out.
Exactly what
calm
you mean.
Down.
I know exactly what you mean.
Mm. But it's so good.
I kind of want to know what their problem was with the other toilet or, like, whatever that repair was. Like, there's never a moment where they're like, we're finally going to have a toilet where we can, like, position our legs this way. You know what I mean? Like, they just never say. But, I mean, it's okay. I'm still excited for them.
But then they get a knock at the door.
And it's not Lou, but the other plumber.
It's the other plumber. And Dorothy
the nameless plumber.
Can I get some form of identification? And he's holding this huge blue toilet. It's so funny.
I know. And she just laughs so hard. You
I
don't
love
see
it.
that often with
no.
her.
It seems like a genuine laugh, too. Not just like a, you know, acting laugh.
Yeah, she's happy. Yeah. And I'm digging the blue toilet.
Yes. It's Everybody beautiful. Needs a blue toilet.
I know. I don't have one. I should get one.
I know, right?
That would be great. But this plumber is pretty condescending off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really like him.
Yeah.
I feel like even if you're not going to install the toilet, like when you mm-hmm. deliver it, I feel like you got to put it in the right spot. Maybe things
yeah.
were...
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, when you deliver... I don't know. I didn't like him.
Yeah.
But I like how Dorothy slams the door in his face.
Yes, for sure. Slam.
As we say in the plumbing game. Yes. But this is probably my favorite line of the whole show. When she says... When Sophia says, without a plumber, and Dorothy says, no, Ma, it was little girl selling Girl Scout toilets.
Yes.
Actually, it's probably one of my favorite lines of the series.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, Girl Scout toilets.
Girl Scout toilets, yeah.
I think that's so funny.
It is funny. I mean, who would have thunk?
And then, like, Rose is thinking about what they should do and how they can move it because it's super, super heavy, and she sits on the toilet.
Yes.
And Blanche, like, opens the door, can't wait for you to meet my roommates, and she sees Rose sitting on a toilet, and she just slams the door and backs out, and she says goodbye to Richard on the front porch.
She's
front
trying
door.
To introduce them to Richard, like, the love of her life, like, her fiancé, yeah. And Rose is just sitting on a blue toilet. Not just a toilet, a blue toilet in the middle of the
it's
living
so
room.
It's so funny. And she's just so like, funny. I love it. I think this scene is one of my favorites in the episode.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I know. It just laughing the whole time.
Yeah.
But after Blanche says goodbye to Richard, you know, she comes in and is showing off a beautiful ring because she's engaged.
Mm-hmm. Would you have accepted this proposal?
I understand when she says, like, I was so happy and I love him so much. Like, mm-hmm. I couldn't say no. And I feel like I've been in situations like that where, you know, you don't want to throw off the vibe of the event. So you just kind
right.
of go with whatever's
right.
going on. Nothing like this. But,
yeah.
you know, you don't want to throw anything off and you'll just deal with it later.
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing I say is that's a problem for future me. So I think Blanche kind of went with that. I said, I'll turn him down later. What do you think?
I mean, I'm not going to talk about this situation because I don't want it to get out, but I currently in this situation right now. Okay. And yeah, like you're in the moment and you don't want to say no or be rude or, you know, yeah. But sometimes you're just not feeling it. And I feel like afterwards, like it's so hard to get out of it. Like I'm just kind of sucking it up and just going through with it. But I really, really, really yeah. did not want to do that thing. But I mean, yeah. it's all good. It'll be fine. It's one thing. I know. It means a lot. I mean, I'm not marrying anybody, but...
Yeah, it is different in that way. But, I mean, I feel like it's part of being a people pleaser.
Yes.
Like, it's so hard to tell people, like...
Yes.
No, because you don't want to disappoint them. And then, like, I just get caught up in a conversation. Like, mm-hmm. someone will ask me to help them with something, but I can't because I'm busy.
Right.
But I'll say, oh, yes, and I'll just push off all my plans because... Right. I, like, if you ask me face-to-face, like, I'll be like, yeah. Right. Like, if I don't have time to think about it, but.
Right. I've been really trying to practice saying no. Yeah. And I feel like I've been better this year, but I don't know. It's hard to say no. It really is.
Especially when people are, you know, I don't know, enthusiastic. And, like,
I feel for Blanche because she loves this man. I mean, she is in love with him. So, yeah. I mean.
It wouldn't be hard for her to marry him. You know,
right,
like to go through with marrying him, but being married to him, we find out later, like that it might be.
So the next scene, mm-hmm. she gets introduced to the family. It turns out he has two kids, and they're pretty young. What, 7 and 9?
I think so. Really young.
Yeah, and I mean,
she says they're lovely children.
Yeah, and. Even when they hang out later, they're still lovely and all this. And I wrote down, I said, I feel like if she really loved him, I would have totally married him. I said, I mean, he's wealthy enough. He should be able to get a nanny and stuff. So she shouldn't have to do, like, all the mother tasks.
Oh, true.
You know?
I guess. Yeah. But, you know, this episode kind of touches. It's not... We find out it's not the only problem she has, like, about being a mother again.
Yes.
But this episode, like, this, it touches on it. But later, like, Blanche goes through this a few times where she mm-hmm. thinks, like, would I want to go through motherhood again?
Yeah.
Like, she kind of alluded to it with David in the 6th episode. Right. But a future episode, at least one, maybe two, she, like, contemplates, like, should I, like, be a mother again? Like, am I ready for that?
Yeah.
But that's not even the issue.
Could you imagine, like, them doing, like, today, doing a series of the Golden Girls, like, before they became the Golden Girls? Like,
oh my gosh.
Right?
Like watching... the Carrie Diaries?
Yes, exactly. Like,
I would love to see that.
Different, like, maybe a different episode is on a different, like, what they're going through at that time. You know, like, before they became the Golden Girls. So, like, how was Blanche at being a mother? Or Dorothy, what was going on with Dorothy and her divorce? Like, what led up to
it? I would have loved to see that for Dorothy, Sophia, or Blanche. I don't think I care as much about Rose. Sorry, Rose. But I would love to see Blanche and, like, her youth and finding George. And I would love that the most. But then I would also love to see, like, Dorothy and Stan's marriage. That would be so cool.
Yeah.
But before, like, in between when she gets engaged and meets the kids and everything, or, like, spends the day with the kids, we go back to the bathroom debacle. And... they're trying to repair the bathroom, but at this point it's not going super well, and the wall is falling apart.
Oh my gosh.
And, like, it's not looking good.
No, not looking too hot.
At that point, it's not even, like, plumbing. That's, like, they're gonna also have to do, like, drywall and tiling. But honestly, that's relatable too, because, like, you start a project and you realize, oh my gosh, I'm not good at anything, and I should hire someone to fix my problems because I'm awful.
But they keep going. Yeah. They keep trucking through.
I know. And Sophia brings back, not Lou, but the second plumber.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, it really would have been easier if they just had the one plumber, but
Mr.
Fine.
Haha. We can call
him Haha. Yeah, Haha Mr. Plumber. Haha, the clown / plumber. Maybe he got Jenna, conspiracy theory. Maybe Maybe Nameless Plumber got fired because he was such a condescending butt. Yes. And he had to start up his backup career, or he had to, stop moonlighting as Mr. Ha Ha, and that became his full-time thing.
Maybe so.
Maybe.
Love that.
Yeah. And I wrote down, you know, it wouldn't be that bad if he just told them, like, it's important to be trained and experienced. Right. Not it being, like, about whether or not you're a man or not.
Right.
Like, yes. It just bothers me so much that he keeps saying, well, if you were a man, it's a man's job. You know, like, if you were a man, you could have done, you know? That bothers me.
For sure.
Yeah. But back to Blanche, I guess.
Okay, so they slam the door back in Mr. Haha's face, the plumber.
Classic.
And, at this point of the episode, I still couldn't believe she wasn't going to marry him, because she seemed like she really, really loved him. Like, really loved him. And, but I really think that they didn't want to marry Blanche off that soon in the series. First of all.
Oh, none of the girls were going to get married.
Yeah. Not that early.
Yeah. No. I mean, they could go through as many weddings as they wanted to.
Yes.
But
and
it would always end up, always end up being the four girls living at the house.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like,
She also gets into the gist of why she just can't marry him. And I am very proud of Blanche for putting this two and two together. It's not that I'm sure he loves her and all that jazz, but he really needs a mother for his children.
Yes. I love how she says, when she finally talks to him on the plane again, she says, your work is first, your kids are second, and I'm third.
Yeah.
And I love how she prioritizes herself for herself, but she also prioritizes his children to him.
For sure.
So she was looking out for herself, but she was also looking out for his kids.
Yeah. And I think I didn't really think that Blanche would be that deep of a person.
Me too. I thought that was pretty mature of Blanche.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I mean, honestly, if it was me, I would have married him.
I
really would have. I would have been distracted by the shiny things. And, like, I mean, personally, and this is just me, like, I like being a mom, so I probably wouldn't mind being a mother again, especially probably having the help of a nanny and this and that. Like, that wouldn't make it hard. But I think Blanche, obviously, is a better person than I am. And, you know, prioritize, you know, the kids' relationship with the father and, you know,
well, she also has 20, too. She has 20 plus years of life experience on you.
Yes.
Oh, that's so, I mean, true. She has that going on. And you're also, like, younger than her, so you could imagine being a mom at this time in your life, you know.
Sure.
But I don't know if that would change by that time.
Who knows? I'll let you know in 20 years.
Yeah, we'll catch up. We'll do a round two of this podcast. We should do this podcast again in 20 years.
Yes.
But when we're the Golden Girls age-ish, like, that would be fun. Okay, we'll do this again later.
Cool.
Okay,
Stay tuned. Reboot.
Yeah. Shenanigans at Shady Pines. Back at the Pines. That'd be cute.
Yeah. But then they get on the plane, and Blanche is planning on breaking up with him. And I feel like this is one of the saddest breakup scenes of the whole series.
Yes. No one's happy about it.
She really loves him.
Yeah.
But totally. I mean, the scene opens up with him on the phone with business and this and that. I mean, he's obviously too busy for everybody.
It's interesting, though, how the problem is at first that the children are young. And then it kind of evolves into him being a workaholic, which they didn't really talk about before.
Yeah.
I mean, they talked about how he worked hard.
Right.
But not really. They just talked about how he got his money and how he came from nothing and then earned his money. You know?
Yeah. And, yeah. I wonder if she didn't see that until she started, you know, being in his life more. Like, when you're first dating, it's more just fun dates. And, of course, you're going to prioritize, the dates. But then when you start, like, sleeping over at each other's houses, spending more than one day together, one evening together, you really see yes. how that person lives.
Yeah, and you get to know their family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like how she did. Yeah. She kind of gets to know him a little bit more.
Yeah.
And maybe that speaks on when you're with somebody, you're not just with them because you love mm-hmm. them. You're with them because you're good for each other.
Yeah.
And, like, you're compatible with each other, like, lifestyle-wise.
Right. For sure.
Dang.
Wow.
He seems older than her.
He does. He does.
But, I mean, that's fine. That's okay. That's okay.
He just doesn't remember.
Yeah, this is a sad breakup, though. You're right.
It is. It makes me
I'm trying to think of a sadder one, but I don't really have one.
No.
I mean, maybe we'll get back to that.
But I can't talk about it because it has to do with my theory.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. So, who someone should have ended up with?
Yes.
Yeah, I have, you know what? I have one too, actually. Mm. Yeah. And it kind of has to do with what I would have, maybe we were talking about the same thing. I don't know. Mm. Either tuned. Way. Yeah, but I do like how it ends on a fun note where she tries yes. to leave and, you know, it's a plane and it's in the air. Yeah. And he laughs at it, too.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that would be an awkward plane ride home. And I'm sure, like, after that moment happened, it would have been kind of, you know, silly.
I know, I can't believe she did it while they were on a plane.
I know, like, you can't go anywhere.
No, you're stuck on the plane.
Yeah.
And that's that.
But here comes the big old conclusion scene. Everything concludes
yep,
in mm-hmm. 1 second.
Yep. The girls did it. They fixed the toilet. Woo-hoo. And they fixed the drywall and the tiles and everything.
Everything.
So amazing. Fixed. Amazing. And once again, it's a relatable moment where they turn on the toilet, the sink, and the shower all at the same time.
Magical.
Just because they can. I've definitely done that kind of stuff with my house where it's like, let's celebrate how the house works.
Yes.
Like when we first got the house, the dishwasher was like not, the water wasn't flowing right.
Yeah, and I remember that.
Yeah, they once they unplugged, there was some plug. Once it was fixed, it was like, mm-hmm. yeah, let's run the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time
I love that scene.
We move into a new house, our hot water heater doesn't work.
Every time. That's a fun tradition.
No, it's not. It's a cold tradition.
Yeah, that's sad. But I bet you really appreciate hot water after
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's the most
But I love when they
thing.
Turn on, you know, everything. Dorothy has this weird, like, excited scream. It sounds like an injured duck or something. Like, I don't understand what kind of noise that is.
It reminds me, she does it later. Oh, an episode I've been watching a lot lately is the one with Burt Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
She does it in that episode, too.
She does. That's funny.
I know. And it honestly brings me joy.
It does. It does. For sure.
It brings me joy.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny. Like, Blanche comes in to talk about Richard. And all she really says is, I'm okay with, like, I made my peace with it.
Yeah.
Like, and then that's it. And
that's
the
it.
Conclusion of the episode is really just like, yeah, the bathroom Woo-hoo. Works.
The
and
bathroom
that's the episode.
Works. Yep.
Yeah. Good times. Good times.
Good episodes.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I did like it. I liked it more than I thought I would, for sure. Probably because of the Girl Scout toilets. But that's okay. Stand by your man.
Ooh!
We finally have a man after like 4 episodes.
Wow,
just
finally.
One, but I have a 1-man count.
Yay.
So our total is 16 now. Blanche
Woo-hoo.
Has mentioned 16 man. So good for her. We're back on track.
We're back on the horse.
Yeah. Yeah, girl.
All right, lady of the evening. I think it's you, right?
It. Oh my gosh, I haven't even thought about it.
What?
That's
I have all
not
I was
about
thinking
it.
About the whole time we were talking.
I mean, I know who mine is. Like, it didn't
okay.
take me long.
Who is it?
Mine's definitely Dorothy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was, like, in such a good mood. Like,
True.
I just, re- I mean, everything I talked about earlier, I just related to her. I thought it was so much fun seeing her so excited about house stuff. Yeah. I just loved it. Her enthusiasm. She had a great episode. So that's what I'm going with.
Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Mine is Blanche.
Blanche, I knew you would.
I'm just so proud of her.
Yeah, it was great for her.
I really am. Good for her. She's a better person than I am.
Oh my gosh. I agree with you.
All right. I'm curious about what you would rank this episode.
I actually gave it a 9.
Whoa.
Yeah, I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
Nice. And what did you take away the point for? Or just because it's just not your fave?
It's not my favorite. I don't always go to... I mean, not that it's not my favorite. I like it a lot, but there's just other episodes that I gravitate towards. And then it's kind of odd how, like, the problem with Richard isn't...
Kind of shifted.
I didn't think that was totally clear. But other than that, like, the side plot, flawless.
Yes.
I think about it a lot. Yeah. What about you? What would you rank it?
10.
A 10?
Another 10.
I didn't think you'd give it a 10.
Yeah, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Oh my gosh.
I thought you'd rank it lower than me.
No, nope,
that's hilarious.
I loved it.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations. Yep. That was a good Blanche episode.
It was. And I love Blanche.
I really love Blanche episodes.
Yeah.
I get so excited when it's a Blanche episode.
Yeah, they're so fun.
We're going to be excited about next week's episode, too.
What is it?
Jenna, it is adult education.
Ooh, and which one's this?
This is the one where Blanche is in the class, like the night class, I think, and her professor tells her he'll give her a good grade if she sleeps with him.
Oh, so we're going to be upset this episode.
Yeah, but... I am going to pre-rank it now as a 10.
Whoa. See, this is not one of my favorites.
Are you serious? I love this episode.
I'm going to give it a 6 or 7.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Good to know. Yeah. I'm going to pre-rank it a 10 because I know I love the ending so much.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm very interested for that now.
Yeah. We'll have an interesting conversation.
We will.
I don't know what the side plot is, but I'm sure it'll be great.
I don't remember it either.
Oh, you know what? I think it's the Frank Sinatra tickets.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to like this one.
Okay. Well, I'm still going to pre-rank it a 10. I'll be hopeful. Good for you. And you're not. So you're pre-ranking it like a 6, 7?
Yeah. Let's do 6.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, I guess we'll talk about it next time.
Yup.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Shenanigans at Shady Pines. Be sure to catch our next episode.
Make sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any more episodes. Leave a review so more people can find us at Shady Pines. Be sure to check out our Instagram at Shenanigans at Shady Pines, all one word.
Until next time, thank you for being a friend. We are recording.
We are recording. Oh no, you're frozen. Oh,
same. Yeah, okay. I was like, wow.
Oh no.
Cool. And Blanche comes in, and she's been dating somebody, and she's about to go on a date with this guy. His name is Richard. I didn't know if he wanted to add anything.
Yeah, sorry. Thank you for being a friend.
Break it down. Great episode.